This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Between Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Obama.
John Huddy, thank you for that report. Yeah, I spoke to Governor Huckabee this morning. He's on his way there, and he indicated that he expects to hear the same sentiment there. That being said, who's to blame for this, Pete? Because, you know, Trump's using this as an opportunity to say, hey, January 20th, things are going to be a lot different.
Barack Obama. You listen to Ben Rhodes and what he said in that clip that we played up front. He's making a pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli argument. I was in Israel recently. If you understand the settlements in Judea and Samaria, which others call the West Bank, you understand it's not this evil aspect that people lay it out to be. The two-state solution is dead. It has been for a long time. And if Donald Trump sticks to his pledge to move the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, it would be something we've been saying we're going to do for a long time, an indication that we're committed to the state of Israel. What Barack Obama did at the end of the day was what he's wanted to do for a long time, which is give in to the international left and this the UN, which has become a bludgeon against the U.S. and Israel. That's exactly what this was, and by abstaining, they were voting for it.
And speaking of that, Kennedy...
You know, Scott, I got to tell you, I don't know how President Obama would think that he has any cover. I mean, he's so greatly exposed over this thing. And then, and we're going to be talking about this a little bit later on this morning as well, is that, you know, Israel says, look, they've got ironclad evidence that Obama's fingerprints are all over this. Well, it would have to be. I mean, I don't think it takes a genius to figure out that, what, you think the ambassador of the UN is going to act on her own and take a step back? I got to tell you, he's got incredible nerve on his way out to do this. But you see, again, he is so set in his ideology in believing that, I mean, he really believes that what he sees is best for America. He's sincere, as they say, but sincerely wrong in moving in this direction. And this has been 8 years of this. And this is what drives, you know, those of us who do not think like him, you know, just absolutely nuts. And it's hard. I got to tell you, I have a hard time sometimes when I run against ideologues, come against them who think just like President Obama, that think, you know, that he's just done a wonderful job. And I go, name me something. What has he done that is so wonderful? And they try and quote that, you know, 20 million people are covered. But I tell you, that number is thrown out there. I mean, it started out first, it was like 6 million, 7 million, 10 million. I mean, it became like the, you know, kind of like the employment number. It was a floating number, and now somehow let's stick our finger in the air and say, okay, we covered 20 million. Well, did we? Or how much of that was really covered by Medicare or Medicaid that was going to be covered anyway with people retired, right?
What if I told you I don't trust any numbers that come out of there?
Well,
I mean, these are the same places that were telling me that, you know, Hillary is, you know, 95% likely to win.
Yeah.
All this stuff. They were telling you how big of a lead she had. And if you anybody you talked to, nobody was voting for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was me. And I'm in the Democratic hotbed.
Yes, right. Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Can you say hotbed in Minnesota right now, as cold as it is there?
Well, yeah.
It's still warm and fuzzy as far as the Democrats are concerned, although they're a little, you know, they're wondering a little bit.
It's never as bad as you think. The weird part about this is that Israel is our ally. We are doing this to our ally.
Are they?
But they're supposed to be.
Yeah.
We say they are.
Well, Marco Rubio said it clearly, you know. Our enemies no longer fear us. And our allies no longer trust us. Well, what do you think now, Marco?
Well, and he's trying to ally with people that we don't need to be allied with. He's allying us with terrorism.
Yeah, why do you want to embrace yourself and draw near to Iran? You know, they've not represented any good thing for us. You know, somehow we've convinced ourselves that we're saving the world by giving them the nuclear bomb. I'm sorry. That's a hard road for me to go down. But this is where this president has taken us, and we can only hope that Donald Trump will unwind this incredible confused mess.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
We're always ready, and I'll tell you, we have woken up, and this is critical if we're going to get this country back on track. Welcome to the changing and important catalytic event that is taking place in this country, all brought to you in part by one, Donald Trump, and the other part is by we the people. John Whitehead is with us, constitutional attorney, author. He's founder and president of the Rutherford Institute and author of Battlefield America, The War on American People. It is available online at Amazon.com. John Whitehead, always good to have you with us. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. How are you, sir?
Fine, Bill. Thank you for having me on.
Hey, wanted to take a look at 2016. Well, I'll tell you, it has been a most incredible year. Your book, Battlefield America, ties in so much with the warnings, with the eye-opening evidence that America needs to go into 2017 understanding. You write in your column, 2016, the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad year, right?
Yeah, it was a tough year for, if you believe in freedom and civil liberties, you know, I've been in that for 40-some years. I'd say this is the worst I've ever seen. And most people didn't realize it. A couple of days ago, Barack Obama, right before Christmas, re-upped the National Defense Authorization Act, which he's done a number of times. That allows the military to come to your door if they think you're an extremist. So that's anybody who criticizes the government, by the way, and arrest you. But a new provision was put in. They're setting up a national anti-propaganda center in this country that will be watching all communications for so-called anti-government propaganda. You realize that the greatest people in history, like Thomas Jefferson, you go down the list, people who are alive today speaking out, will be targets of that. And some people are starting to raise the hue and cry and say, what in the world are we doing setting up a cabinet position, by the way, where so-called free speech people will be being watched if they speak out. That would be you, Bill, or me.
Yes, exactly.
Anybody that says anything critical of government, that's considered propaganda, has to be watched. And the most Americans I go through in this column you talk about don't realize that all homes in America now have threat assessments on them. The government's actually doing they give you a color from green to blue to yellow to orange or red, depending on your threat level.
Mm-hmm.
And with 80,000 SWAT team raids, where they're going through people's doors in this country, and you know, people are getting shot. They don't have guns or whatever. They're going through in the middle of the night. I mean, if you're out there speaking out against the government, or if you buy a gun, by the way, at Walmart or something illegally guns, your threat assessment goes up higher. You're being watched. And what I see in 2016 and what we're headed to in 2017, it's going to be a nightmare out there if people don't wake up and start getting some of these things changed. But I don't see anybody basically fighting back, and that's the most discouraging thing that I see, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt, John. I mean, here it is. They talk about not being able to profile people. They're profiling our zip codes and our houses now.
Oh, yeah. They're watching everything you do. I mean, if you bought a gun, your level may be a red automatically. And when the police come to your door, like, they're doing some of the cases we even had where they at the wrong door and they're saying we want to talk to so-and-so. People have said they're not in this home. They've gone in the home anyway, pushed people aside, smashed them face down because they're agitated because there's a threat assessment on that home. They make mistakes. See, we have a Fourth Amendment in this country that says you're supposed to knock on people's door, you're supposed to have a warrant. Well, they're not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing what they used to do in some of the former regimes that I talked about in Battlefield America, where they just do what they want to do. But with all the information they have on us, and like I show in this commentary, they have, I mean, everything's being watched, all your text messages, and what was, here's another crazy thing was revealed. State police across the country have been using a technology they didn't know from an Israeli company that allows them to go in your home, to your laptop or your cell phone. They use a small tablet device and download everything that you go on your phone, but it bypasses the password. And they can do that under the Patriot Act, which allows them to go and call it sneak and peek searches. And they can go in, they never tell you that they're there. And listen, you don't have
What happened, John? Wait, hang on just a second. Let's rewind here for just a second. What happened with all that controversy with Apple that they, you know, weren't going to allow the government to be able to get? And that kind of, you know, came and it went away kind of quietly. So you knew something got satisfied here. But you're telling me the technology already exists where they can bypass. Yeah.
You got to stay up on facts. I'm saying, people, if you're sitting just watching TV all the time or whatever you're doing out there, whatever, you didn't realize that they passed the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act just recently, which allows all groups like Apple, Facebook, to share with the government without getting any kind of trouble, any information that they have on you.
And, of course, Apple didn't do any counter PR release on that, right?
No.
Yeah, they needed to keep...
They want to use it. Yeah, they want to be friends with the government. I mean, Amazon gets their $600 million contract with the CIA to create an intelligence file for the government, and you have Google getting $1 million grants from the NSA. So they're working with the government already. So what I'm telling people is when you get if you look toward the future, stuff that you're saying or doing out there, it doesn't have to be illegal. All it has to be is something interpreted. And a lot of policemen now are doing mental health assessments on individuals. We had a case in Virginia where a guy
and these guys are all experts, right? They're suddenly appointed experts on this.
I talked to a psychologist. Think that's crazy. A 10-hour program and you become. I mean, a fellow went into the police station. He slurred his speech a little bit. He was on some medication. Complaining that his TV set had been hacked into and actually had been, but they arrested him immediately and took him to a mental hospital where he was strip searched and he did nothing wrong.
One of these certified 10-hour geniuses talks to him and determines that he's psychotic and he needs to be admitted, right?
And it's automatic. They grab you and you're gone. We had the Rand and Ron case, I think you're familiar with Bill.
Yeah.
Where he was just doing Facebook posts, anti-Obama Facebook posts, and they put him in a mental hospital. We had to file a lawsuit to get him out. And that's under the National Defense Authorization Act, that thing I just told you about, where they can send the military to your door. I mean, he was rushed by the FBI, local police, and different intelligence agencies and pulled out of his home simply for criticizing the government. Listen.
And John, wait a minute, John, because I want people to understand, when this happens, how long did it take you to get him out?
It took a week of lawsuit, but here's the point. Other people, there's 1.5 million people a year that disappear in the mental hospitals under this kind of action. Police just come grab them.
1.5 million, John?
A year in this country, yes. And here's the thing. His mother called us. She was crying. She called everybody. No one seemed to care about it. And we actually looked into it, and I said, this is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And the word is nuts.
Yes.
And we got a bunch of lawyers, and we got him out of the mental hospital. But most of the people have never come out again. But here's the state of our government. And who can change it? The American people can change it. But like I say, if you want to get, you got to give. And give means you have to do, there's a certain amount of sacrifice that comes with being a patriot. That means getting down to your city council. Listen, you should be writing your congressman now going, why are we setting up an anti-propaganda center to watch us?
Exactly.
Why are you doing that?
Right. Well, you know, if the people are going to sleep through this again and shrug, as Atlas did, once again, you know, where we were at the brink of things right now, we're thinking, I think, with extraordinary expectation that Donald Trump is going to be, you know, the savior and the man on the white horse to save the day. But the fact of the matter is, John, as we know, as constitutionalists, it's up to we the people. John Whitehead is with us, founder of the Rutherford Institute. We've got more from John as we look back on 2016. Also, we're going to take a look at what's ahead. So stay with us right here at 15 after the top of the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Lord, can you tell me?
I'll tell you, if we ever needed God's blessing, I'll tell you, you read John Whitehead's book, Battlefield America, and that'll scare you straight. Let me tell you, if you're not already scared, if you're not one of the people that have been affected by these raids, you know that number, 80,000 raids, SWAT raids a year in America? But see, we don't hear about it because that happens down in another zip code that nobody is talking about, John Whitehead. And because of that, America is asleep. And all the rights that we have within our Constitution, we the people, are just vaporizing right before our eyes.
Yeah, and the problem I'm seeing is, again, I work with a lot of local police that raise the hue and cry with me with all the military equipment. And under Donald Trump, that's going to increase. It looks like that's the assessment so far with all that they're going to have. But what we're dealing with is also all the federal agencies now have all their own combat units. The Smithsonian Institution, the IRS, all have their own combat units now. Mm-hmm. It's not aimed at, by the way, fighting the Russians, the Chinese, the Syrians, or whoever. It's aimed at American citizens. They've increased the number of hollow point bullets they're all carrying. They're carrying hollow point bullets, which are illegal in most international countries. They expand on contact. I mean, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King were all shot in the head with hollow point bullets. Their heads went off.
Yes.
So that's the kind of arms that so-called American police are running around with. And I had a British journalist look me in the eye when he was talking to me about it. He was interviewing me. He said, John, are Americans crazy?
Yeah.
I don't know. And how many people are you seeing at the news, folks? They're arming in many states now. The police are arming drones with tasers, lasers, rubber bullets to fly over crowds. That means protest today. I mean, whether you agree or disagree, you have a right to protest. I mean, people are going to be very nervous about going out in public places and saying that they post, let's say, SWAT teams. With those lasers flying over there,
yeah.
They can do anything they want to.
Right, exactly. Well, like you say, mistakes can happen. You know, we talk about 80,000 SWAT rates. Last reading I had regarding, and this was just local police, anytime they attend to a situation where they're pulling out guns, 40% of the time somebody is shot. So I got to imagine with these SWAT raids.
The reason is, and I talked to local police that are in the academies, they say now they train all police in the worst case scenario. In other words, and that's why they're all kind of nervous and hyped when they come to people's doors. And we see the cases, we handle them, is because they're taught that, hey, you may be facing this guy, that's this terrorist, whatever. But the crazy thing is the FBI statistics show that a crime in America, this is citizen on citizen, is the lowest in history. Americans are not a violent people. There are some violent people yet.
Yes.
But the problem with innocent people getting shot, over 2,000 people the last year have died in arrests. They're actually arrested by the police.
Mm-hmm.
They get choked or something happens at the police station or whatever. So these are things that the American people don't hear about. You have to research. You have to go to Rutherford.org to get the facts. But
right.
I would tell people this. Education precedes action.
Exactly.
The books are out there. Get the information. Listen to the Bill Martini show. Get your information. And then you can get it changed in your local community. All you have to do is have a civil liberties oversight board, a local board that overwatches, that looks over SWAT teams and say, hey, don't be doing a SWAT team raid. Go get a warrant.
Right. Well, John, go ahead.
The old man shot at the end of the hallway. You're right. A lot of people get shot these things. He's at the end of the hallway. They're coming through the door in the middle of the night. He thinks it's burglars. He's got his shoehorn in his hand.
Yeah.
The cop's shooting, thinking he has a gun. Now, that's ridiculous. But that happened. Jose Guerrero, the decorated Marine, who thought burglars were coming through his home at 3 in the morning, put his wife and kids in the closet, and they fire over 70 times at him. He's standing at the end of his hallway. The only weapon he has is a hunting rifle, and they shot him in his own home. But guess what? They were looking for marijuana in the neighborhood. They didn't find any.
Okay.
But see, that's why we have a Fourth Amendment. Demand in your local communities that the government follow the Constitution. And we would end a lot of these things.
Exactly. Well, John, you say after 3 years of increasingly toxic politics, the ruling oligarchy won and we the people lost, referring to FBI Director James Comey declaring Hillary Clinton's use of private email server to be careless rather than criminal.
Oh, yeah, they do what they want to do. But, you know, I wrote a column on the deep state. People should read that. I mean, an FBI, during all that email stuff with Hillary, an email surfaced where they refer to the Seventh Floor Group or the Deep State Group. They actually refer to the FBI that exists, and the FBI admits in their email that it runs the government. It's a bunch of super officials that hide underground, seven floors underground in Washington, D.C., and regulate and decide who's going to do this, who's going to be the next presidential candidate, supposedly. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. That sounds a little far out, but supposedly, I mean, you know, Princeton University did that 2014 study. They looked at 20 years of laws passed in Washington, D.C., and they came to the conclusion that the American voter has no input there. But listen, if you don't have an input there, that's because you're not doing your input. Are you calling and harassing your representatives in Congress? You are the government, by the way. They represent you. When they do something bad in your community, they're representing you unless you say, no, don't do it.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, they'll listen to the American people. We know that. Mm-hmm. If you get enough numbers out there, but I'm warning people, you go out there these days with picket signs, like some of the greats of the past, you're going to be facing drones and the militarized and the militaries in some situations. So watch out. Nonviolence is the key.
Well, the fact of the matter is our founding fathers paid a big price in many cases with their very lives. By comparison, we've got some inconvenience, some would say minor, compared to the lost liberties that are before us and the lost liberties behind us, John. America has to be willing to fight the good fight and want to do something about this if we're really going to hold on to the constitutional principles that we say we believe in.
Young people, I'm just saying out there, think about this. If you have children or grandchildren, they're going to be growing up. Listen, you have a generation of kids in college now called snowflakes that if they hear the wrong word, and it could be Thomas Jefferson, by the way, who is really considered bad on many, they cry. They're buying them cocoa.
Well, John, when we look back at 2016, one of the things you talk about in your article is free speech was dealt one knockout punch after another. And, you know, whether we talk about just free speech in general, freedom of religion, I mean, it was a massacre.
It was a massacre. It's going to get worse. This anti-propagation center set up by Obama that Donald Trump's going to have to pull in a head to. I mean, you're kidding me. They're going to be watching. But they're already watching everything you're doing anyway. But the point is that they don't like free speech. Free speech is listen, read the First Amendment. What's it talk about? Free speech and freedom of religion. That was the greatest things the government always feared is people speaking back and speaking up.
Right.
But do I hear many Americans speaking up today? No. I don't. The few that do sometimes get their heads cracked, yes.
Right. Well, a lot of their language has been tempered in political correctness. Now, I believe that Donald Trump, with his election, this kind of gave fly over America, the unknown man and woman, to have a voice suddenly. Now, will that voice continue to echo, or will it just, rise up and kind of whimper and go away?
I think if Americans stay on, listen, Donald Trump represents us. Stay on his back. That's all I'm saying. You may love him. You may dislike him or whatever you do, but stay on his back. Again, presidents tend to get in power, most that I've ever seen, and they pursue the agenda of the so-called deep state.
Yes.
Pressure them not to do that. Yeah, they may listen to you if you stay on their back, your representatives, whoever, but you're going to have to participate in government. Most Americans I know have never contacted a representative, never complained about, even though they're upset by what's going on.
Well, it's almost like not voting, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not going to cast a vote, then what do you have to complain about? If you're not going to take a stand and let your elected officials know what's going on, then why bother, right?
Why bother? Yeah.
Yeah, we can't leave it to somebody else. Go ahead.
If you care about your neighbor, if you care about your children, if you care about your grandchildren, you'll do something about it. Listen, all you have to do is, like I say, go to our website, runford.org, get up on the information. If that doesn't wake you up, folks, you cannot be awakened. And then to be honest with you, if you can't be awakened, you're like a dead person.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, put your money where your mouth is, too. John's being very humble. Go to his website and also support the Rutherford Institute and all the good work that they do. John Whitehead has been with us. John, thank you so much, as always. Happy New Year to you, Anisha. Thank you so much for always being there, ready to come on the show. You're always welcome here. 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb. Do you know someone whose life has been touched by cancer? With over 32 million patients worldwide, the impact of cancer can be felt in nearly every family. For the second year, actor Eric Stonestreet is partnering with Bristol Myers Squibb on Ready, Raise, Rise to educate Americans about immuno-oncology, a rapidly evolving area of research that seeks to harness the body's own immune system to help fight cancer. Eric Stonestreet, actor and cancer research activist.
Too many families like mine have been touched by cancer. That's why it's important for everyone to be informed about advancements in cancer research like immuno-oncology. Join me, raise, and share a flag at ReadyRaiseRise.com today. It takes just 30 seconds, and you can honor a loved one touched by cancer and help raise awareness for cancer research. For each flag raised and shared, a donation from Bristol Myers Squibb will be made to an advocacy group that you select.
Go to ReadyRaiseRise.com to raise and share your flag today. For more, visit ReadyRaiseRise.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Here we come, the whistling and the lilies of green. Here we come, a wandering of fear to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you, you're welcome too. And God bless you, we send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, when was the last time you wrestled, huh? Scott, have you wrestled at all? I mean, the Gettys remind us how much fun, you know, we love Irish. They know how to bring in the new year. A little wrestling, a little good year blessing for everybody here. And, hey, I got a good year blessing for you right now. Hillsong United's new movie. It is the movie, Let Hope Rise, that everybody's talking about. It's going to blow you away. If you haven't had a chance to see it, you've got a chance to have your very own copy of it. We're giving it away. All you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me. Say, hey, Martinez, put me in a run, and I want to be in the hoppa here. And we pull your name. Make sure you include your address so we know who to send it to, all right? And all the best for you and the blessings for the new year. Hillsong's United, a new movie. The movie, available. All you got to do is just send me an email. It's just like that, okay? Well, Consumer Energy Alliance's President David Holt issued the following statement following President Obama's decision to unilaterally remove large swaths of the U.S. Arctic and portions of the Atlantic from potential future energy development. He says, and I quote, in the wake of last month's Interior Department announcement unveiling one of the most
anemic offshore energy leasing plans in the nation's history, President Obama has unnecessarily placed the future economic and energy security of households, families, and businesses across the country at great risk by indefinitely removing significant chunks of U.S. waters, especially the Arctic, from future energy leasing. As anti-energy activists cheer the announcement as an early Christmas present, it is a far different story for millions of Americans across the country, especially those on fixed incomes, who are struggling to make ends meet, who depend on affordable and reliable energy to meet daily needs and are unable to pay for increased electricity or fuel costs. This decision, David Holt, that that President Obama rendered upon We the People is, I think, in many respects unconscionable, especially in light of the fact that, you know, he's not that far away from the exit door.
It really is, you know, and fortunately, I hope for all Americans and consumers out there, you live by the pen, you die by the pen. And President Obama has lived by these executive presidential actions, which are relatively easy to rescind and overturn and revise and amend and just completely kill. So we're hopeful, based on what President-elect Trump has said about relaxing the unnecessarily overly burdensome and inconsistent application of regulations, as well as these onerous executive orders that really fly in the face of logic, Bill. I mean, how are we going to meet our energy needs if we don't have oil and natural gas? And most importantly, the United States is in the middle, or at the beginning, frankly, of an energy revolution.
Exactly.
We are fundamentally changing the geopolitics of energy in this nation. Access to offshore, access to onshore, continued hydraulic fracturing, continued development of wind and solar and energy efficiency, use of nuclear, all these things improve our lives on a daily basis, improve those folks at that poverty level that are struggling to make ends meet, that pay too much for electricity prices, that want to see fuel prices remain at this reasonable level. It improves our geopolitical standing and improves our personal safety, our national security, all these things that you would think a president would fundamentally understand. And listen, we're a nonpartisan organization, but this is really an unconscionable, illogical decision. And just kind of, you know, as he walks out the door, it's sending a signal to the American public that, you know, listen, this President Obama fundamentally wanted to change America. And yet again, he's trying to, but it's not always for the better. This is not a good decision. And we're hopeful that President-elect Trump will, in his first, not 100 days, let's say first 2 days, rescind this decision, approve the Dakota Access Pipeline, approve the Keystone XL Pipeline, get America working again, create jobs, create a robust energy economy, and grow the economy.
David Holt, with all the, all the papers that he has to sign in the first day or two, he better have a signature stamp. I don't know, you know, he is going to be wrist weary from signing his name, you know, to rescind these executive orders. And some of these things, with President Obama punctuating his administration like this, what he did with Israel as well, you know, on his way out the door. I mean, this is amazing to people. And as you say, the very people that he says on one hand that he's fighting for, he's fighting for the little guy. He is for the everyman of America, the poor people of America. And he keeps, you know, putting, you know, one unnecessary obligation and expense on their heads after another. And this is why, I mean, with a great ego, he tells David Axelrod, well, I'm sure I could have beat Donald Trump. I'm not sure of that. I think that after 8 years, people pretty much, forget the tea leaves. You know, they were seeing the fruit of his policies. And in fact, he said his policies were on, you know, even though he wasn't on the ballot, his policies and his legacy were on the ballot. So I don't know how he comes up with that statement that he could have beat Trump if he was able to run the third time, when in essence, he did run a third time in the name of Hillary Clinton.
You know, and with energy policy, it's pretty clear that this administration just doesn't get it. And again, you know, we're looking at this from a nonpartisan perspective, and, you know, higher energy prices hurt the poor and those at the poverty level and those on fixed incomes and small businesses that employ dozens of people that are just struggling to make payroll on a monthly basis. and raising, unnecessarily raising energy prices puts the economy and those at that poverty level into a tailspin. So it's good to support solar. In particular, solar is becoming cost competitive. We've got a really good opportunity with solar here in the near term because, like I said, it's becoming cost competitive with natural gas, with coal, with other forms of energy. We're using more wind. We're becoming more energy efficient. These are all great things. But the recognition, the fundamental recognition that oil and natural gas will be literally the butter on the bread in this country that powers this economy for over 100 years is something that this administration and many of these anti-energy activists just refuse to try to understand. It is baffling to me that these groups can come out there and oppose Dakota Access Pipeline, oppose Keystone, oppose sensible, responsible, environmentally sound drilling off the Atlantic coast, in the Gulf of Mexico, off the Arctic coast, because it fundamentally, first and foremost, helps those at the poverty level.
Exactly.
That's what's so confounding to me, that these businesses and folks that are struggling to make ends meet, that haven't seen any economic recovery in the last 8 to 10 years, that's what an energy economy and a robust, sensible energy policy will do for them. Help them help themselves.
Well, David, for the first time in our lifetimes, we truly have the opportunity to become energy independent. You and I talked about this the last time, and here we are. We're knocking on heaven's door, and Barack Obama wants us to take two giant steps backwards here. And I know that you're apolitical, and God bless you, and you need to stay that way, and I don't mean to pull you into this. It's just that right now he seems to be the vanguard of this kind of action that doesn't make sense. And, I'm all for, renewables and feathering them in, but look at how much money we've invested for how long, and what's our ROI right now? What are we looking at?
Yeah, we can be apolitical and disagree with President Obama. The two are not mutually exclusive, and we fundamentally disagree with President Obama in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, this administration continues to listen to this very small but very shrill and vocal minority of the country that continues to oppose all energy projects.
Yeah. Well, you see, the problem is, see, that shrill sound is deafened when they open up their wallet and give the Democrats and President Obama all kinds of money. That sound is not quite so shrilling, but for the rest of us, it very much is like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction.
It's time for the rest of us to stand up, make sure that President-elect Trump hears us loud and
exactly.
clearly.
And David Holt on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, David.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Bill Martinez live.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is James Hurston time, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Well, James, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. The excitement abounds, and we're still having fun in spite of it all, aren't we?
Oh, we are. Merry Christmas to you, and we're looking forward to the new year with great optimism.
Yeah, we are. And, of course, some bad news earlier this week. Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, passed away. It seemed that there was a lot more that happened on that flight cross-country when it was reported that that she may have had a heart attack on the plane, huh?
Yeah. Well, they said that the cause of death was cardiac arrest. And, you know, I mean, people, you know her best for playing Princess Leia, you know, in the Star Wars films, but she also was known for a number of other roles. You know, she was in the Blues Brothers movies, one that I happen to like. She was in some movies. She was in Shampoo with Warren Beatty and a Woody Allen movie, Hannah and Her Sister. She kept busy. But, you know, she had problems in her personal life with, you know, she was said to have bipolar disorder, medication. Mm-hmm. She did have some problems with drugs in her life. And I think that could have played a role, you know. I don't know. But it's kind of poetic and ironic that as there's this release of another Star Wars movie, that one of the sort of legendary people that made her name from the original Star Wars would leave us.
Well, I'll tell you, we look at 60. She died at 60. I mean, still very young. I mean, and then George Michael, 53.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, some of this stuff, you look back and, you know, is it drugs related, all this sort of thing. But, you know, I always say God says when we're going to come and when we're going to leave.
Well, there's no question. And, you know, historically, those weren't young. But in today's world, they are. But one of the things about the entertainment business and the way people describe it, depending on how people live, and, you know, they have high mileage. And so it's a question of how you live and whether you pick the right priorities. And, it, you know, George Michaels was even a more troubled soul than Carrie Fisher with severe drug problems, addiction problems, all of that stuff. And when he died, he was in terrible health. He was very obese. And, we don't know all the details and what the complications were, but we just notice it when it's famous people. But yet, like you said, one of the things about life is that it's a gift from God.
Yeah.
And we take it for granted and we take people for granted until they're gone.
Exactly. Well, speaking of celebrities, boy, Donald Trump just brings them all out for fun and frolic, and here we are. We got, you and I talked about this a couple weeks back, you know, celebrities boycotting Trump inauguration, but your latest column says, hey, look, at the last laugh may be on these celebrities, right?
Oh, it is. And, you know, it's funny, but it makes me think of the old Roadrunner cartoons, where Wile E. Coyote has all of his plans, because each event that has taken place, the enemies of Donald Trump have gathered and tried to put up every obstacle they could. We recall during the primary, coming up to the convention, in the post-convention when he had the nomination, trying to undermine him with releasing tapes and releasing this. The press has been totally against him all the way through. Then we saw, after the post-election, the recounts, then the Electoral College. Then the Putin and Russian hacking story, which, by the way, have you noticed it's disappeared?
Yeah.
as I predicted, it no longer is useful, so it's gone.
Right.
And so this one was, oh, the inauguration. The inauguration is going to be a disaster. Celebrities are not. There were all these stories in the press. And as each person came out to say they're going to perform, the left-wing trolls on the social media and in the mainstream media started attacking. The most notable one was Andrea Bocelli, the blind singer with the most beautiful male voice on the planet, who a report came out that he was going to perform at the inauguration, and lo and behold, they started the attack. They even had a hashtag campaign that said to boycott Bocelli. And both one of Trump's people, the chairman of the inaugural, a guy named Thomas Barak.
Yeah, of all names, huh?
Of all names, came out and said, look, what happened here is that Trump graciously went there. He's friends with Andrea Bocelli and his family. Apparently, Bocelli has performed at private events for Trump. Yeah. And he said, I don't want you to have any pressure. You know, I don't want you to do it. And then we heard that the Rockettes were chosen. Then one of the Rockettes starts posting a diatribe, and then the press blows it up. And it turned out there were more people, more dancers that are in the Rockettes wanting to dance than there were spots.
Exactly.
And then the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, they were going to perform, and they are. By the way, the Rockettes are, and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir are. But they started, on one of the left-wing blogs. They started a petition to have them off. And the current story is that the Beach Boys are considering it. They're keeping it very low-key. But immediately, the left-wing media starts attacking the Beach Boys, and particularly singer Mike Love.
Right.
He's probably the most, other than Brian Wilson, he's the most recognizable surfing voice, and they attack him mainly because he's a Republican and he's done fundraisers for people like John McCain. But the greatest indication that the boycott failed is this beautiful young woman, Jackie Ivanko.
Yes.
And she's 16.
What a voice she has. She's got a voice. She was born with this voice, right? I mean, she came out at birth. She was singing like this. It was incredible.
When she was a finalist on America Got Talent, I think she was like 7 years old or something. She was just a kid with this adult voice.
Yes.
And so the social media started attacking her. And then one of the things that they're saying is, you know, well, nobody wants to perform the Trump inauguration because it will hurt their career. And since they announced that this beautiful-voiced young girl, Jackie Ivanko, was going to perform, the public spoke. Mm-hmm. And her album sales have gone through the roof, reaching heights that she's never achieved. And she just went on the Today Show. It was, I think, on maybe yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "I'm so excited," she said. And they asked her what she thought about participating at the Trump inauguration. She said, quote, "It's going to be awesome." And so it's, and I.
Oh, the innocence of a teenager, huh? Without the politics and all that. Yeah.
I think some of these other artists who reportedly, if it's true, decided against performing at the Trump inaugurations are rethinking it in light of what happened to Jackie Ivanko.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, enough of this stuff already. I mean, you know, for all the, I mean, look, we've had 8 years of this kind of contention and this division. So what, we want to, it works so well for us, we want to keep it going for another 4 years or maybe 8 years if we have two administrations of Donald Trump?
I think you can bet on it now. I mean, it's just the left cannot accept this. They're very, very invested in not accepting it. And the fact is, it's a war. And, you know, we thought those of us that are right of center, that were celebrating the election, had fleeting thoughts that maybe the country would unite behind the new president and that the Democrats and the left would show some class, and particularly the president of the United States would show some class.
Right.
And the exact opposite has happened. We see the Democrats obstructing already. We see the president adding regulations at a breakneck pace, adding a resolution in the UN, plotting and trying to undermine the Trump agenda at every turn with every move he makes, working harder than he's ever worked in 8 years. And it's just part of
it. Well, it's upsetting for Obama because it's keeping him off the golf course. You know, you think that Trump would just say, "Hey, look, come on, we're going to go and play Mar-a-Lago, or we're going to play Doral or something, you know, and give him a break, shut down the course. Maybe that'll make him BFFs." But yeah, he's already on top of that, James. He's already, I mean, he told his former advisor in a podcast the other day that, you know, he's gonna speak up if he determines. And of course, it's his determination. If it's so critical and life threatening to the government, and his understanding the way it should be, he is gonna speak up against whatever, you know, political happening is going that he doesn't care for.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, must have driven President Obama crazy when he heard that Donald Trump recently played golf with Tiger Woods.
Yes, right. I'm sure it did.
It drove him out of his mind because I'm sure he would have loved to have been on the links that day. But, you know, it's classic Obama because he says things that sound gracious as he's acting in the opposite manner. And we've watched this pattern now for 8 years. It's very
well polished, no doubt about it. James, we're out of time. Always good to have your perspective with us. James Hurst, a New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Happy New Year to you, buddy. Appreciate you coming on.
Happy New Year to you, Bill.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
The EPA says the